Hi, I am Henry Reyinga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. A wedding minister speaks about love, covenant, faithfulness, romance, forgiveness, and Christian marriage. But before those words are spoken at the altar, they must be forming the minister's own life. You must be the message you proclaim. That does not mean you must have a perfect marriage, a perfect past, or a flawless family story. No one does. It means your life should be moving toward the very truth you are inviting others to receive. If you speak about covenant, are you learning faithfulness? If you speak about forgiveness, are you practicing repentance? If you speak about romance, do you honor marriage as God's good gift? If you speak about Christian love, are you growing in patience, kindness, humility, and truth? The bride and groom may not know everything about your life, but they will sense whether your words carry weight. Credibility is not only built by a title, credential, website, or ceremony script. Credibility is built by integrity. A wedding minister is not merely selling a service. A wedding minister is standing in a sacred role. You are helping a couple step into a covenant before God. Your own walk with God matters. This includes your private life, your speech, your relationships, your boundaries, your reputation, your handling of money, your use of technology, your attitude toward romance, and your respect for the bride and groom. One common mistake is to build a public wedding brand while neglecting personal formation. The website looks beautiful. The photos look professional. The ceremony words sound spiritual. But underneath, the minister is careless, bitter, flirtatious, unaccountable, or spiritually dry. That will eventually damage the ministry. The good news is this: credibility grows through humble formation. Pray, stay in scripture, seek accountability, honor your spouse if you are married, honor marriage if you are single. Keep your heart tender, keep your boundaries clear, keep your love for Christ first. Wedding officiating is marriage ministry, and marriage ministry requires a messenger whose life is being shaped by the message.